Maybe the one thing musicians learn that's so valuable is practice. We learned it at a very young age that daily practice is beneficial. And eventually, hopefully, we put practice into our daily life beyond our music. Now it seems the rest of the world is just figuring out what is ingrained in our entire beings. Practice makes our lives better. Welcome back to Accelerando. My name is Paula Tuttle, and today we're talking about practicing. Practice is the shared reality we understand. I have to go practice. I'll be practicing this all next week, or this needs practice. It's not the same as rehearsing. We go to rehearsals. Practice is at home in private. Some people say, I'm going to practice, like it's a noun. These people might be going to the amateur choir practice. If something is the practice, it isn't practice. To musicians, it's a verb. I have to go and practice. As one would say, I have to go and do laundry. We don't say, I have to go to practice, like we say we have to go to work. Every time you hear about a weight loss program or wellness activity, it's familiar. The idea of a routine, daily work, incremental gains. That's practice. Music is the perfect way to teach practice. We know that our goal is important, but the daily drip by drip is really the valuable part of study. You don't get to virtuoso by cramming or waiting for inspiration. Magic is a myth. Rewards of real work are everything they're hyped up to be. Practice leads to flow, but flow isn't the point of practice. So when you have a student that doesn't seem inspired, talented, or motivated, teach them to practice, and you will be giving them the most important skills in life you have to offer to apply to whatever they choose to do later in life. Practice is the subject of a bunch of books that came out in the last few years, including Atomic Habits by James Clear in 2018 and The Practice by Seth Godin in 2020. Both of these are bestsellers. These books aren't about musicians, but the ideas are the same. When we were kids learning to practice, these books weren't for us either. But it's great that there are books for grown-ups just trying to get their head around a daily lifestyle that we take for granted. And I do recommend these. As musicians, I guarantee you'll recognize your habits all along the read. Maybe you'll find satisfaction knowing that so much has been written about the thing we hated as kids and learned to respect as professionals and now profess to our students multiple times a day. Maybe you'll find new reasons to go practice. People practice yoga or judo or martial arts. In these, there's a kind of mysticism, a cult-like devotion. It's impractical or maybe even morally wrong to apply judo or yoga or anything else outside of practice.
In the Shaolin Temple, there are three kinds of men: students, disciples, and masters. Development of the mind can be achieved only when the body has been disciplined.
Not so with music. If there is some kind of higher purpose to our practice, you could say it improves our performance, keeps us on a schedule, teaches us the value of consistency and daily work. It's meta. Practice teaches us to practice. If we were to have a creed or a code, it would be make the work your goal, not the gold record. Because everybody knows that no one ever made a gold record after saying they were going to make a gold record.
Yeah, I mean, you're Bruce Dickinson.
This is incredible. I can't believe Bruce Dickinson digs our sound.
Easy, guys. I put my pants on, just like the rest of you, one leg at a time. Except once my pants are on, I make gold records.
Somewhere along the way, you realize to get to your goal, you had to stop obsessing over the goal and instead build your practicing habits. For some, it's scales, arpeggios, etudes, and some repertoire that's morphed into your daily practice routine. You go back to those basic finger exercises, open string exercises for 15 minutes, reading what the masters wrote about those bow holds. Last month I was playing the ballet we did Swan Lake. I have spent some time watching ballet dancers do their routine every day, and I love stopping on the stage to get a peek at the dancers doing their warm-up. The warm-up on performance days has an intensity unlike the weekday morning ballet class. There is an intent. You can see it in their bodies. Are they just a little more flexible? Are they trying to get there a little sooner? I sense the excitement of the upcoming performance. It makes them bend just a little further, jump a little higher. I don't think it's my imagination. When I was warming up myself all week, I found myself thinking in ballet motions. Feel the weight of the finger, then the arm. Now lift the arm and bring the full weight down on the fingerboard. It all made sense to me. The exercises by Fritz Magg, Pablo Casals, and Paul Tortelier, viewed through the ballet dancer's worldview, made me think of my fingers doing pliés or bends and arabesques. My fingers were doing their own bar routine, B-A-R-R-E. Glissandos are glissé. Trying to be even more like a ballet dancer by putting expression in your body motions. Make your slides more graceful, your bow changes always getting a little more seamless. Jetés and other bow strokes acquiring the character of the music. As kids, we practiced a piece we were getting ready to perform over and over and over. At some point, you realized, or hopefully your teacher told you, this doesn't work. To musicians and dancers, it's the warm-up and the focus it brings that we are really reaching for. One of the best things I read on practicing was Ivan Galamian's book on violin playing. He talks about three parts to your practice: the pure technical, the study of your music, and the performance. A complete practice has all three. If needed, do it in multiple sessions, but a day isn't complete without all three. As musicians, we are lucky to have practice. It relieves stress, certainly the stress of a difficult passage, but sometimes life stress washes away too. You know what I mean. Thanks for listening to these random practice thoughts. I hope you get a few new ideas about the gift that practice really is. Your mom gave you this gift because she made you practice. If you like these ideas, share with someone you think would like it, or maybe someone you think needs to practice. For now, let's all just go do something crazy. Let's go practice. See you next time.